This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Afghan officials Saturday claimed hundreds of Taliban fighters have been killed in battles with government forces across several areas of Afghanistan as Washington announced it would finish withdrawing its troops from the country by the end of August. All U.S. and NATO troops Friday vacated their main Bagram Air Base from where the coalition forces led operations for two decades against the Taliban and their Al-Qaeda allies. The Afghan Ministry of Defense said Saturday over the past 24 hours, more than 300 Taliban fighters were killed in fighting with government forces, including many in airstrikes. There have been fears Afghan forces would struggle without the air support that the United States has provided. The Taliban rejects the government claims. Both sides often exaggerate each other's casualties, and their claims are difficult to independently verify. But since May 1st, when the U.S. military began its final withdrawal of about 2,500 troops, the two warring sides have clashed fiercely across the rugged countryside as peace talks between them have faltered. Somalia's government said Saturday a suicide bombing attack by the Al-Shabaab jihadist group on a crowded tea shop in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, killed 10 people and wounded dozens. The death toll from the attack, which targeted a tea shop near a heavily guarded government institution on Friday evening, is higher than the four earlier reported. An official says a suicide bomber wearing a vest detonated a device near a hotel, killing at least 10 people with dozens injured. The Al-Qaeda-linked group swiftly claimed responsibility for the attack. Al-Shabaab, which is fighting to overthrow the internationally backed government in Mogadishu, regularly attacks government and civilian targets. This is VOA News. Russia reported its fifth record for daily COVID-19 deaths in a row on Saturday as countries around the world rushed to contain the rapid spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The variant has fueled a resurgence of the virus, which has already killed nearly 4 million people, forcing numerous nations to reimpose restrictions well over a year after the pandemic first swept the world. Indonesia imposed a partial lockdown on Saturday, a day after reporting more than 25,000 cases and 539 deaths, both new daily records. Mosques, restaurants, and shopping malls were shuttered in the capital, Jakarta, across the main island of Java and on Bali after the country's daily caseload quadrupled in less than a month. The Delta variant accounts for more than 80% of new cases in some areas, Indonesia Health Ministry has said. Elsewhere in Southeast Asia, Myanmar ordered 2 million people in the second city of Mandalay to stay at home Friday as the coup-hit country struggles to contain coronavirus cases. Iran, battling the Middle East's deadliest outbreak of the coronavirus, has warned it could be about to be hit by another wave of infections. President Hassan Rouhani warning the public to be careful as the, quote, Delta variant has spread in southern provinces. The Delta variant, first identified in India and now present in at least 85 countries, has driven outbreaks in places that had previously been able to mostly avoid the pandemic's ravages. Fiji, which went an entire year without recording any community coronavirus cases until Delta arrived in April, recorded its biggest ever infection increase on Saturday. Africa has also largely been spared the worst of the pandemic, but infection numbers have increased in the continent for 6 weeks running, driven by the Delta variant. South Africa, the continent's worst hit country, posted a new record of 24,000 cases on Friday. Saudi Arabia has suspended flights to three countries, including the neighboring United Arab Emirates, to protect against the coronavirus variant, the Interior Ministry said Saturday. The move comes 7 weeks after the oil-rich kingdom permitted fully immunized citizens to travel abroad after a ban on foreign trips lasted more than a year. The UAE, and especially Dubai, is a key leisure destination for Saudis. Flights to and from the UAE, alongside those to Ethiopia and Vietnam, will be suspended from Sunday, an Interior Ministry official said, according to a state news agency. The decision was taken due to the, quote, spread of the new mutated strain of the COVID-19 virus, it added, without explicitly mentioning the increasingly global emergent Delta variant. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.